Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to the show. It's Tori, Idiot Box Radio here. The show is Idiot Box Radio. You can find Idiot Box Radio at idiotboxradio.com. You can write to the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts at the Idiot Box Radio podcast. If that wasn't enough Idiot Box Radios for you, then I don't have a fucking clue because I'm a man of action, getting to the point, salting fucking fruit and painting pictures with my words. Whew. That was a lot of shit that just went on then. That was a lot of words, guys. That was a lot of fucking words that happened in a very short fucking space, let me tell you right now. On this absolutely scintillating episode, I thought I'd try something different because a lot of people on the internet ask questions because they're fucking morons, I'll tell you right now. And I thought, you know what, fucking Tori needs to address the fucking thing. I've got life experience to boot, I've made plenty of fucking mistakes, and these stupid cunts can't figure out what to do, so they ask fucking stupid questions of the internet hoping that some fucking genie in a bottle will jump out and solve all their problems. It's not happening today. It wasn't happening until I jumped out of that bottle because you rubbed it a bit too hard and got me in a mood. So let's just get straight into this. This is Quora, okay? Quora, Q-U-O-R-A. It's not a person. And it's a website, and they ask questions, people ask questions, and some fuckwit answers them. But get this shit, seriously, what a needy fucking bunch of simps we are creating in this world. Namby-pamby, feeling good, easily hurt fucking simpletons asking stupid questions to common sense fucking predicaments that they get themselves into, you dumb fucking cunts. So let me fucking help you the only way I know how when you're this fucking stupid. Here's the predicament that we're dealing with today, friends. Here is the predicament. This is not me, okay? This is the fucking question. I am 26. Never had a job and ruined my life with wrong decisions. Is there a book that can help me change my life? Oh my God, you have got to be fucking shitting me, you dumb fuck. How about instead of a fucking book to fix your life, I take you back to school, the school that I went to, the school of fucking hard knocks. School of hard knocks, where you make a mistake, you fucking pick yourself up by your bootstraps and you keep on fucking going. Why do you need a book to help you fix your life? Why can't you, like, you know when you're making a fucking bad decision. It's a thing called a brain inside your fucking head, you fucking dog. Unbelievable. Is there a fucking book? What, are you going to turn to the one that's called I Ate Too Much Sugar? I wish I'd had that book. No, it's called Tori's Fucking Stupid and He Ate Food Until He Got the Fucking Beats by Dre Type 2. It's no one else's fault. It's my fault. Oh, and it's my family's fault because genetically we're predisposed. So I'm going to blame my ancestors. You know what though? The only way I'm going to get any advice like that is if I get on a fucking Ouija board and go, is anyone there? Is anyone there? Is anyone there? And I may not even get an answer. But you fucking idiot. It just infuriates me. Never had a job because you're never probably a fucking applied for one. You filthy fucking jobless piece of shit. There is no context to your question, so I'll take everything at face value that you are a normal, healthy human being and that you're just a lazy cunt. A lazy piece of shit. A sack o' the shit. A couch potato fucking cave dwelling fucking fingernail biting dickhead. You know how you get a job? You apply for them. And you know what? You apply for jobs that you may not like. Because you know what? We all can't be fucking Instagram influencers. If that was the job that you were applying for, that also requires work. Maybe you're not quite ready for that. How about stacking some fucking supermarket shelves at night? How about filling up people's fucking gas tanks? How about cleaning shitters for a living until you get enough money together to move somewhere nice and stop living with your parents? How about getting enough of your life shit together that you don't have to go over to friends' houses for meals so you can scab free food? How about you read books for entertainment but just use that thing called your brain? This is one of the really cool things about your brain, guys, and most of you already know this because you're listening to the show. I know the person who wrote this piece of shit question will never listen to the show because they're not ready for the savage intellect that you guys experience on every single show that I pump out there. Smart thinking, quick-witted, fucking beautiful listeners you guys are. Please leave me a review on the Apple Podcast store. That'd be fantastic. Just gonna have a quick drink of my iced coffee, okay? Thanks for your indulgence, but I'll probably just edit that little space out while I had a little drinky poo. Okay, so getting back to where we were, because obviously I need to give a fucking lesson here. Ruined your life with wrong decisions. You know that thing called the brain? Now the brain's got the thing called morals built into it, unless you're a fucking sociopath or a psychopath, all right? But we're gonna pretend that is not the case. Ruined my life with wrong decisions. Now, there's a little thing, the brain. It's funny. It's not actually that little. You know, you'd need both hands to cup it if it was outside of the skull, I think. Quick, put the human skulls away. Yes. Kind of harsh, kind of hard for you to comprehend, you dolt, but you have a brain inside your head. Now, here's the thing. You're eating food, right? And you look in the fridge. And you look in the fridge and you see fucking water and you see beer. Okay. You like a beer, but you know it's bad for you. You know if you have too many beers, it's super bad for you. You know that if you fill that little space in your heart with beer and fucking fast food, you're going to wreck your shit. And then when your shit's wrecked, everything else gets wrecked. Did you know that we are driven very, very heavily by our bowel movements? There's some fucking science for you. So you're having bad shits because you're eating badly. You don't feel great because you're eating badly. You can't make proper decisions because you're drinking poorly. You don't need a book. It's fucking life. You know what's in that shit. You're not a fucking dumbass. But it does make it to the point that you have to sleep till fucking midday every day and therefore don't get up in time to apply for a job. You're just a fucking moronic sack of shit. You know what's wrong. You know how to fix it. There is no book that you need to fucking refer to. Go see your doctor. Go get a physical. Get the doctor to fucking write the shit out for you. But all it will take is by replacing that fucking piece of chocolate with a carrot. That'll be the start of your transformation. Your transformation. My transformation. And my inner hypocrite would like to tell you this. I'm not as good at following my advice as I am in giving it. But let me know how you go with that, okay? Thanks so much for your question. Wait till next time. Idiot Box Radio out.